You know, when we're praying for the youth, there is such a burden for the youth.
当我为我们的青少年祷告的时候，我里面有一个很重的负担，为着我们的青少年。
Currently, there is a prophetic harvest of youth.
这个，这现在的这个预言就讲到，在青少年当中会有极大的树林的大收获。
Few months ago, I spoke to the YM director for Europe.
几个月以前，我在欧洲向这一些青少年的大聚会来讲。
And this brother said in Scandinavia and in Norway, the churches are only attended by 60 years old and above. There's no young people.
他们说在北欧，特别是在挪威这个国家里面，一般的教会参加聚会的都是60岁以上的人，而没有青少年做中年人。
When they pass away, the church will close.
当这些老人过去之后呢，这个教会就要通通关门了。
I pray that the fire of God will consume the hearts of young people.
我祷告让圣灵的火在这里要焚烧我们的青少年。
I pray that the spirit of sanctification will set you apart.
我祷告让那洁净的灵要把你们分别出来。
Oh, we got to nurture them properly.
我们必须要来好好的来养育他们。
Train every one of them that they will become great people on this earth.
来好好的训练他们，使他们成为将来教会重要的神所使用的仆人。
As someone heard your pastor talks about tithing.
当我听见你们的牧师提到这个十分之一奉献。
Why do we tithe?
为什么我们要十分之一奉献?
Do you know in the Old Testament, if you say that you belong to God and you are in a covenant relationship with God, that sign and that evidence is tithing.
你知道在旧约，如果你这个人说你是神的百姓，你是跟神立约的人，那个唯一的证据就是你所给神的十分之一来证明你是那个人。
If you don't tithe, you don't understand about relationship in a covenant.
如果你没有十分之一的奉献，你就是不明白跟神的立约的那个正常的关系。
You can pray, but the windows of heaven cannot be opened.
你可以拼命的祷告，但是天上的窗户却不会为你打开。
Money is a spiritual matter.
金钱是一件属灵的事。
From my few years of traveling, I realized a stingy church had a very droplet flow of the anointing. A generous church, there is a marvelous flow of the Spirit.
在我邻近的教会里面，我发现一个吝啬的教会呢，那个教会的恩膏就非常的稀少。一个慷慨的教会呢，我们发现圣灵的膏油就很强。
Amen. What you sow.You will reap.
你种什么，就必定会收什么。
You don't sow in the future, you have a poor harvest.
如果你现在不种的话，你将来你的收割就非常的贫乏。
This morning, I want to talk to you about what God is saying from the year 1997 to the year 2000 and beyond.
今天早晨我要跟你分享。主给我的一个信息，就从97年一直到公元2000年之后的过来的几年之内，在这地上将要临到的一些事情。
Everywhere I go, this is one of the burden that the Lord laid on my heart to impart to the churches.
我无论到什么地方，主都把这个负担放在我的心中，来向各教会来宣讲。
Well, turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17.
我们翻到《列王记上》第十七章。
First Kings chapter 17, reading from verse 1.
第一节开始。
And Elijah.
第十七章第一节开始。
And Elijah the Tishbite, what a bite this man have! A Tishbite who was of the inhabitants of Gilead said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand.There shall not be dew nor rain this year according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kerith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
希律地区的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那溪里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。
Hallelujah. And it says in verse 8 and 9, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. And in verse 13, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do thou as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son.
第八节，耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒罗法去，我住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。十三节，以利亚对他说，不要惧怕，可以照你所说的去做吧，只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你儿子做饼。
And from this passage, the Lord began to speak to me prophetically about what God wants to do on this earth.
从这些经节里面，主用启示的话，预言性的话来告诉我说，在这地上将要发生的一些事情。
The Lord began to speak to me that there are three chapters that are very important in our understanding. 1 Kings 17, 1 Kings 18, and 1 Kings 19.
主用启示的话语告诉我说，有三章圣经是非常重要的，就是列王记上17章、18章和19章。
First Kings chapter 17, preparation for the revival. First Kings chapter 18, the onset of the revival. And First Kings chapter 19, the coming persecution.
第十七章就是说要预备复兴的临到。第十八章就讲到复兴正在进行而临到。第十九章就讲到复兴之后要预备那一个大的逼迫困难。
There is a coming persecution against the Church of God.
神的教会就很快要面临极大的逼迫。
But fear not, because there will be the revival that will protect us from all harm and danger. But today we want to talk about 1 Kings chapter 17, the preparation for the next revival upon the earth.
今天我们要讲第十七章，就是为着要来的复兴，我们来做一些预备的工作。
You know, the prophetic word is a very important signpost about directions in life.
这个预言性的话语，就对我们的生命呢，有一个很重要的一个指标。
1998, when I wrote my letter, I say, the year 1998, people must make decisions very carefully, or else...They may get into trouble.
在1998年的时候，我就说，在98年，我们必须要做一个非常重要的一个决定，要不然的话，你可能会犯很大的一个错误。
And I've seen many people, businessmen and servants of God, make tragic mistakes.
我发现有很多的生意人，有很多神的仆人们，他们。做了一些错误的决定，结果呢遭到很大的惨剧。那我再一次说，为什么我们在这一年开头的时候要有那么重要的一个更新的特会？
The Lord showed me in January in Sydney last year a big house.
去年元月的时候，在澳洲的悉尼，主把一个意象，就是一个很漂亮的房子给我看。
And I saw a lot of people coming out of that house.
我看见有很多的人从那个房子里面走出来。
And the Lord said, apostasy will begin in the 21st century.
主就说他们就要开始要离开这个教会。
If we don't develop strong foundation in our life, the 21st century begin, you will see many Christians will leave the house of God.
如果我们在我们生命的根基里面没有立下一个很好的根基的话，在这个新的世代临到之后，有很多的基督徒就要离开教会。
I say we are now quote unquote in competition with cable TV 150 channels.
现在我们可以说，在电视的节目里面呢，在那里有很多的这一些quote 这些异端在那里做一些。
We don't have a right foundation, we're going to lose all our young people.
如果我们没有一些正确的一个根基的话，这些年轻人会流失掉异端里面去。
And another reason is there's a coming huge storm that's coming.
并且还有一个很巨大的一个树林的一个暴风雨要临到。
A calamity storm and a financial storms are coming.
一个这个气候的改变，还有经济的风暴要临到这个全地球。
If we don't build strong roots in the future, many Christians will be depressed and backslide.
如果我们基督徒没有立下一个非常好的根基，在那种风暴临到的时候，他们会跌倒，会后退，甚至离开神的教会。
Those that embrace the prosperity gospel is going to fail in the coming days.
那一些主张这个福禄寿，这个只有祝福的这个基督徒的时候，在那个时候他们就要失败，他们就要离开教会。
That is not the gospel that Apostle Paul wrote in the 14 letters of the New Testament.
这个不是使徒在他十四封书信里面写给教会的一个正确的信息。
We got the major on the major and ignore the minor.
我们必须要把重点抓住，而把那一些这个小的地方不必太注意它。
I tell you when the next financial storms comes, I tell you everyone will ring a pastor and say, Pastor, I'm out of job. Pastor, the banks are closing. Pastor, this and pastor that. You will panic and fear.
当下一个大风暴临到的时候，有很多的人就打电话给牧师说：“牧师啊，我现在失业了。牧师啊，我的银行的户头出了问题了。”
America will face a great financial storms in the coming days.
在未来的日子里面，美国要面临极大的经济的大震荡。
God is going to shake the faith of His people that they will turn back to Jehovah God with a whole heart.
他们神要用这些因素来震动他的百姓，使他的百姓的心能够全然的来归回给神。
And so in 1 Kings chapter 17, he says, "Go thee eastward."
在第十七章说，你往东边去。
And the Lord is telling this church, "Go thee eastward."
是不是这个神的神也告诉我们这个教会说，你能往东方去
？What is in the east？
在东方到底有什么
？The sun always rises from the east in the morning and sets in the west。
太阳总是在清晨的时候从东边升起来，而往西边降落。
And God is saying to us, we must wake up early in the morning and seek Him early.
神的话就告诉我们说，我们必须要一清早的时候就起来寻求他的面。
Refreshing renewal begins early in the morning.
这个新鲜更新都是从一大早开始的。
You know, sometimes based on the way of life that we have, we sleep late and woke up late.
我们因为工作的习惯或者生活形态的懒惰的关系呢，我们就是晚起床的习惯已经养成了。
You see, when God wants to meet Moses in Mount Sinai, He said, "Come up early in the morning up in Mount Sinai."
当神要跟摩西在西奈山见面的时候，神就告诉摩西说：“你要一清早就到西奈山上来见我的面。”
He said, "If you want to meet me, you must come up before dawn."
他说：“如果你要遇见我的话，你必须要在天亮之前来见我。”
You must beat the sun to meet me.
你必须要跟太阳晒好来朝见神。
And so he had to get up very early in the morning and climb up that mountain before sunrise.
所以摩西就一大早起来，在太阳还没有出来以前，他已经爬到西乃山顶上。
You know, for the moment we take our faith lightly.
常常我们对我们自己的信心呢，都是不太去注意它。
We are not very spiritual. We love carnal things. We don't love to come for prayer meetings and conferences. When the next shaking hit America,
let's
pray for it, Pat.
这个地方就要坐满了人。
That's my experience that I've learned in Indonesia. Businessmen who concentrate so much on business, suddenly they come to church.
那些以前都是注意他们的做生意的这一些生意人，突然间在这种动荡的时候，他们开始到教会。
People that don't like to come to church, suddenly they come to church.
那些平时不喜欢到教会去的人，在这个时候，他们开始回到教会。
Now there is spots of revival in Indonesia.
现在在印尼树林上有到处都有复兴的火焰。
And this revival is going to pour into America soon.
这种的复兴呢，你在美国也会开始引导。When
we are very comfortable with prosperity and comfort of life, our spiritual life begins to be weakened.
当我们生活的很舒适，在安逸的环境中的时候，我们的属灵的生命呢，就在那里麻木了。Most
of the time, not all the time, many a time, urban Christians are very weak Christians.
多半城市里面的基督徒信心各方面都是比较软弱的。We
love the blessing gospel.
我们都喜欢那一种只讲祝福的福音。But
we don't love the sanctification gospel.
而我们却不喜欢那一种炼净洁净的福音。The
Lord showed me a ladder upside down.
神把一个楼梯这样子颠倒过来让我看见。I
saw many people climb up this ladder.
我看见有很多的人在爬那个楼梯。
But they climb up using their slippers and their night slippers, those comfortable night slippers. They climb up, take their own sweet time.
我就看见他们都是穿着那种凉鞋，那种晚上睡觉时候穿的那种鞋子，很悠哉的，一步一步的，慢慢的爬。
Are you very light-hearted in your walk with God?
当你跟神同行的时候，你是那样子的，满不在乎的吗？
Take your time to pray. No time, don't pray.
反正有时间就祷告，没有时间就算了。
Give my leftover time to God.
把我剩下的时间交在给神。有一句广东话，烧水的时间啊，俾主啊。You
know, leftover, 烧水啊, give it to God.
把剩下的零碎给神。You
walk whole day, and then suddenly you come home at 12 o'clock. You say, God, I'm very tired. Good night, Lord. That's your prayer.
你整天 忙碌到半夜回来的时候，你已经很疲乏。你说主啊，我已经很累了，再见，就睡觉。Are
you very light-hearted in your walk with God?
你这样与神同行，是不是这样子满不在意的
？Today God say go eastward.
今天神说往东方去。Have
a time of renewal every day of your life.
在你的生命中，每一天都要一清早来更新。
As the sun always rises from the east every day, so must we meet God every day.
太阳每一天从东方升起，我们照样每一天要一清早来到神的面前朝见他。That's
why the book of Malachi say, as the sun rises, so will we burn incense before you and praise and bless your name.
就像马拉基书告诉我们的说，当太阳升起，太阳如何的升起，我们也要每清晨在你的面前来献上我们馨香的祭。Would
you close your eyes for a moment?
现在你们闭着眼睛一段时间。If
you are light-hearted, take your spiritual life in a very casual way. I pray that you take it seriously because the storms of life are coming.
如果你 的属灵的生命，与同与神同行的心态是满不在意的。我要请你们很慎重的来考虑，因为这个面临的风暴就要引导。And
God is telling you, arise and meet me like the sun rise on the east.
神这样子告诉你说，你们要起来，像太阳从东方升起，你们要这样起来朝见他。If
you are the one that's God is speaking about your casualness in your walk with God. It's time to say, Lord, I will change my life.
如果你是这样子的，很悠哉的这样子的来跟神同行的话，现在是神要你起来的时候。Now
I want you to say, Lord, it is me. I'm sorry.
你说,
I will change my attitude and my way of life.
你说主啊，这个就是我，很对不起。 我要改变我的心态。
If you are, would you put up your hand and put it down?
如果你是这样子的人，请你举下手，然后放下来。
Thank you for those hands. Thank you for those hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your humility.
谢谢你们谦卑的承认。
Father, we will repent.
父啊，我们向你悔改。
We will arrive early to meet you.
主啊，我们会一清早起来朝见你。
We will even beat the sun to meet you.
主啊，我们要跟太阳赛跑，跑在他的前头来见你。
We will remove the garment of casualness from our life and put on soberness to meet you.
主啊，我们会把那一种悠闲的树林的服装从我们身上脱下来，我们要穿上那种谨慎的衣服来朝见你。
Lord, revive our spiritual life.
主啊，复兴我们属灵的生命。
Bring a renewal into our life.
主啊，把更新带进我们的生命中。
Today we will change.
主啊，我们今天就要改变。
Lord, today we make a decision before your presence.
主啊，我们今天在你的面前做这样子的决定。
We will change.
我们要改变。
We will allow you to build a strong foundation in our life.
我们要让你在我们的生命中建造一个坚固的根基。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. So Elijah went eastward and he goes to a place called Brook Kerith.
以利亚就到基利东边的基利西旁。
Because there was a famine in the land.
因为在那个地方有饥荒。
When there is no dew, there is no rain, so all the crops die, there was no harvest in the land.
因为在那个地方天上没有降下雨水，也没有甘露，所以就干旱，他们没有办法有收购。
Israel is an agricultural economy.
以色列是以农为立国的。
Then when there is no harvest,The economy was down.
当他们没有收割的时候，他们的经济就要崩溃。
I'm telling you, there is an economic famine coming upon the face of this whole earth.
我告诉你，在全地上现在已经有经济的大恐慌，饥荒要临到全地。
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what that famine is all about is so grievous upon the face of the earth.
要临到地上的这一种的经济的灾难恐慌是我们的眼睛从未间看过，我们的耳朵从未曾听见过的。
Great hardship and suffering is coming.
极大的这一种的痛苦，这一种的苦难就要来了。
Comfortable Christianity is over very shortly.
很快的这一种过着舒适的这种基督徒的生活就要过去了。
Plain Christian cannot survive the next crisis.
我们这个一般的普通的基督徒，我们没有办法在要来的危机里面活下去。
I want to tell you that you've got to know and not be ignorant of world events.
我要你们知道，不要对将世界要临到的这些世界一无所知。
When the crisis was happening in Asia in February last year,
当去年二月亚洲经济风暴开始的时候
，in February 27, 1998, in the financial market conference in Miami,
在迈阿密1998年二月二十八号的世界经济大会议
，all the financial delegates were sitting in the conference.
所有那一些经济学的专家们，他们都在那一次大会里面。
Mr. Alan Greenspan, the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman.
美国联邦这个储金的主席，这个 Mr. Greenspan 也坐在那里。
And among that speech, this is what he said.
在这些的演讲当中，他就说了这样子的话。
The international community of nations should prepare for another financial turmoil after the Asia subsides.
他说当这个亚洲风暴过后，这个整个世界各国的国家都要预备将要临到全地上的这种经济的危机。
And he said, hopefully before crisis number three comes, we will have time to defend that crisis, and crisis number three will come.
他说在第三次的危机能够临到以前，盼望我们有一些策略能够预防住。他也预测到第三次的危机也要临到。
Mr. Alan Greenspan is giving you quote unquote a prophecy about the future.
可以说这个 Mr. Greenspan 他已经把将要临到的话在那里用预言的方式已经先说明了。
Crisis number one, December 1994, the Mexican crisis that cost the bailout of $52 billion.
在1994年 墨西哥他们
52 billion.
有520亿这个钱的这个亏损，造成这墨西哥经济的大崩溃。
1997 July the 2nd is crisis number 2 in Asia, beginning in Thailand.
97年的七月，就在泰国开始有经济风暴的发生。
Crisis number 3.
这个第三个危机
is the American crisis.
是美国经济危机。
A huge American crisis is coming.
一个巨大的美国的经济危机就要临到。
Worse than your 1930 Great Depression days are coming.
比1930年美国经济大崩盘的时候还要严重厉害。
Everything is, seems fine and prosperous now. We are living in a bubble economy.
我们现在看起来样样都平安无事，我们好像是活在一个气球，这个经济的气球的包包里。
6 months ago, I say the Dow Jones is going to hit 10,000 points, and watch when hit 10,000.
当这个我们的股票指数要升到10,000点的时候，你就开始注意这个大崩盘就要开始了。Watch,
there will be a world stock market crash.
在美国会有最大的股票市场的大崩盘。It
has not happened yet.
这个还没有发生过。God
by His Spirit always warns ahead of time.
神常常借着他的圣灵预先警告他的教会。When
He warns, He's telling His people, be wise.
当他这样警告我们，他就是要他的百姓要做一个有智慧的人。They
ask me when it happened.
他们问我说，什么时候这个股票大崩盘会发生？I
say that I only know that it's coming. I don't know the exact time.
我说我不知道准确的时间，我只知道说会临到。It
may take 1 year, or it may take probably 5 years, but it will come.
也可能是1年，也可能是5年。
And we must have the wisdom of an ant.
我们必须要对这个目标有一个智慧，像蚂蚁一样有智慧。An
ant know that winter season is coming.
因为蚂蚁知道冬天要临到。And
it's time to gather the food in the storehouse.
那个时候，他们就先收藏这些食物在他的仓库里。Because
when winter comes, there's no more food.
因为冬天来的时候，就再也没有办法收集粮食。And
God is saying to the body of Christ,
神是对基督的身体这样说,
Be a wise steward of finance.
在经济上要做一个聪明的好管家。This
is the time to sow more in the kingdom of God.
这个时候是我们为着神的国度要多多的种下种子的时候。Because
in future you may not have the ability to sow.
因为在未来的时候，可能你连要种的能力都没有。Then
you say I keep.
那你就说，那我现在就不解出去，我就留住吧。You
don't understand about the future of the one world government that is coming.
但你却不明白将来这个整个世界的这个王国，在世界一个国家的这个制度将要产生。Can
I prophesy something that you don't be afraid?
我能不能够说一些预言，叫你们不至于害怕？
There is coming a day, I wrote in my book.
在我的书上我已经写了，有一天要临到。
This economic crisis is going to touch every part of the world.
这种经济的恐慌要触摸到地上的每一个部分。
You keep your money, you don't want to give to God.
如果你握住你的钱不给神，
On that day, your money is worthless.
在那个时候临到的时候，你手中的钱一文不值。
You use it as wallpaper.
你就拿来做壁纸，贴在墙壁。
You will regret that you didn't sow to the kingdom of God.
你会大大的后悔说，哎呀，当初我为什么不好好的来为着神的国度来用？
Probably we don't even have 20 years before Christ will come back.
甚至有的时候我想说，是不是基督在20年之内会再回来？
And all your savings, your retirement plan is useless. We are the last generation before Christ comes.
And
I wish I have another 2 more hours to talk to you about end time. And so we are living in dangerous time.
我们乃是生活在一个非常危险的一个时代。
Only those that walk with God.
只有那一些与神同行的人。
Only those that are in a covenant relationship will survive.
只有那一些跟神真正有一个立约生活的人, 在这种危难临到的时候, 他们才能够继续地活下去。
Elijah survived.
以利亚他活着。
Fear not if you walk with God.
如果你跟神同行的话, 你就不要害怕。
There is coming a supernatural supply, supernatural miracles, supernatural provision of God for His people.
为着神的百姓, 祂会有一个超自然的供应, 一个超自然的神迹, 一个超自然的作为发生在祂儿女们的身上。
If you don't walk with God, you play with your Christian life.
如果你不跟神同行, 在你的基督徒生命中, 你只是玩玩而已。
You will be so depressed.
你会非常的突上。
You cannot survive.
你没有办法在那种情形下活下去。
Don't ever play anymore.
不要再跟神开玩笑。
How did Elijah survive?
以利亚是怎么样子能够继续活着？
Elijah was a man of prayer.
他是一个祷告的人。
Elijah was a man that lived in the presence of God.
他是一个活在神面前的人。
And he survived.
他就生存下去。
If you don't walk with God, there is no guarantee that you can survive.
如果你不跟神同行, 没有担保说你能够生存下去。
If I tell you about the economic danger tonight, you can't sleep.
如果我把这个经济的这一种危机很彻底地告诉你, 今晚上你就睡不着了。
When I was talking in a conference with bankers and all those financial consultants in the meeting,
当我有一次跟那些银行家和这些大事业家在那里一起跟他们来讲这篇信息的时候,
When I bring out my statistics, they all say amen.
当我把我所有统计资料拿给他们看的时候, 他们都 承认,
All the fund managers say amen.
这一些, 家庭, 他们都说, amen.
Many of them knew the danger is coming and they panicked.
很多的人都知道这个危险要来到, 他们都已经开始紧张。
I have a call from a fund manager. He said, I have millions of dollars in my hand. What must I do now?
有一个家庭, 他们打电话给我说, 我现在手中有那么几百万的现金, 我应该怎么样子做决定?
The largest land developer, a multi-millionaire in Jakarta, called me, What to do now?
在雅加达, 印尼, 他这个最大的一个房地产的这个事业家, 他告诉我说, 现在我应该怎么办?
There's only one way.
只有一个方法。
Only God can help us.
只有神能帮助我们。
If you don't pray now, wait until last minute.
如果你现在不开始祷告, 而等到最后一分钟,
you may not have the wisdom from God to handle the crisis.
那个时候你可能再也没有智慧来处理将要临到的这个危机。
Hey, maybe I can call my pastor.
哎呀, 也许我可以打电话给我的牧师。
You dial pastor's number.
你打他的号码。
Pastor, what's your number?
不是你的号码几号?
What's your number?
96-9555.
Oh, now they don't remember pastor's number.
现在他们就记得了。
Call and call.
一直打。
Phone line jam.
但是这个电话线呢, 一直打不进去。
Because hundreds of people are calling pastor at the same time.
因为同一个时间有上百人在打电话。
You call for 3 days and you couldn't get through pastor.
你打了3天还是打不通。
And the government sent you a long telephone bill.
政府就把一个长的电话账单给你。
Don't call your pastor that time. Too late.
在那个时候再打电话给你的牧师已经太晚了。
It's better now. Start Jeremiah 33:3 now. 333.
耶利米33章第3节。
Call upon him and he will answer you.
若你要寻求他的面，他必答应你。
And so there's a crisis that's coming.
所以有一个危机要临到。
Would you able to stand the next crisis?
你能不能在下一个危机的时候能够生存下去?
Are you able to stand the next crisis?
你能够在下一个危机生存吗?
If I'm going to tell you what crisis is coming to America, you cannot sleep.
如果我把要临到美国的这个危机告诉你, 你就睡不着了。
There is not only a financial storm, there are calamities coming to America.
不但是一个经济的一个危机
calamity
这个
灾
难要临到。
Just give you one minor. Droughts are coming to America.
把一个干旱临到美国这个灾难来做一个例子。
Watch, droughts are coming to America.
在美国会有极大的一个旱灾。
We need to pray for our nation.
我们需要为我们的国家祷告。
Those that know their God, they are strong and they will do exploit in end time crisis.
那一些真的认识神的人，他们会坚固。在末世临到的时候，他们仍然能站得住。
In the crisis, the church will shine. Hallelujah.
在这个危机的时候，教会是一个发光的机会。
You know, we Christians shine the best in trouble. Teams of gospel team, because in the year 2000, when people are hopeless, preach the gospel of hope to them.
我就说，现在要装备弟兄姐妹，在公元2000年，当人民觉得无助的时候呢，教会的福音队就要出去来传福音。
In crisis, the church is going to expand.
在这个危机的时候呢，教会呢是一个扩张的时候。
Oh, we're going to reap the harvest.
那个时候我们要收割这个庄稼。
Sinners are coming in.
很多的罪人要进来。
Because money cannot give them any more hope.
因为金钱不能代替他们盼望。
Jesus Christ will be their hope.
耶稣基督才是他们的盼望。
Oh, the days ahead of us are glorious days.
未来的日子对我们来讲是一个荣耀的日子。
But for the world, it's going to be tribulation days.
但是对于这个世上的人呢，乃是一个大灾难的时候。
Oh, if you love the world, you're going to tribulate with the world.
如果你爱这个世界呢，你就要跟世界一同经历这个大灾难。
But if you love the Lord, you're going to see the glory of God in the coming days.
但是如果你是爱神的话，在这种灾难临到的时候，你乃是要跟神一起在他的荣耀里。
And so God said, "Go to the brook Kerit."
所以神说到基利西旁。
Kerit in the Hebrew means to cut a covenant.
在基利的意思就是说把这个约把它切下。
How come Elijah is able to survive the drought?
这个以利亚为什么在旱灾的时候仍然能生存？
Because Elijah was in a place called Brook Kerit.
因为以利亚是来到这个叫做基利的这个西旁。
Elijah was in a covenant relationship with God.
他是跟神的约有那种关系。
He survived that famine.
他在饥荒中他生存。
If you are in a covenant relationship with God, you will survive.
如果你跟神的约有一个正常的关系，当危机来的时候，你仍然能生存。
Even if a whale swallow you up, you will survive.
就是这个，好像恶者要把你吞掉，你还是能活着。
Jonah survived.
就像约拿在鱼肚中，他仍然能生存。
If you walk with God, we will survive any crisis.
如果你跟神同行，任何的危机你都能生存下去。
But I feel sorry for those that love money.
但是我为着那一些爱慕金钱的人觉得很难过。
Every day they count money.
他们每一天就是数他们的金钱。
Every day look at the stock market figure.
每一天都是在那里看他们的股票市场的价格。
Book of Timothy say those that love money will be pierced with many sorrows.
提摩太前书告诉我们说，那一些贪爱金钱的人呢，他们的灵魂会被刀好像刺一样的痛苦。
If you love money, I feel sorry for you.
如果你是一个爱金钱的人，我为你们难过。
You were not able to sleep for days and months.
你会几天甚至几个月没办法睡觉。
I have an Indonesian sister who loved money. She's a Christian. She couldn't sleep for months.
我有认识一个印尼的一个基督徒的姐妹，因为她很爱金钱，所以当这个危机临到的时候，她好几个月失眠。
Oh, if you love money, I feel sorry for you.
如果你是一个贪爱钱财的人，我为你们。
But if you are a giver, giving to the kingdom,
如果你是一个给的，把你的金钱给在神的国度里面，
I can guarantee you in a crisis, He will be your supply and your provision.
我可以担保你，当 当这些危机来的时候，神会信实的来供应你一切的需要。
Every day in Israel, they don't have much water to drink. They are very thirsty.
在以色列百姓当中，每一天他们都缺少水，他们的口非常的干。
But Elijah every day.
但是以利亚呢，每一天都有新鲜的溪水在那里饮喝。
Israelite was thirsty and dry.
以色列人他们是干旱，他们枯干。
But Elijah was satisfied with his drink.
但是以利亚呢，却是有水可以满足。
Has your brook run dry?
你的溪水是不是干了呢？
Is your water dry?
你的这个
dry, you're thirsty.
你这个人是不是干旱呢？
Your brook is dry.
如果你的溪水已经干旱，
because you drink from the wrong brook.
因为你所喝的溪水是错的溪水。
You drink from the brook of materialism.
你是喝那个物质的溪水。
You drink from the brook of sin.
你是喝那个罪的溪水。
It only satisfies you temporary.
那个只能暂时的满足你。
But if you drink from brook Kerith,
但是如果你喝从记忆溪所流出来的水，
every day,
每一天，
you will have,
每一天你都会喝得那么舒服。
Not哎呀，
不是哎呀
，But Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
It's because you drink from the right brook.
因为你喝的是一个对的溪水。
What is that brook that you need to drink?
哪一个溪水是你应该喝的呢
？God is saying to us, drink from brook Kerith.
神说要喝基利溪的水。
That is, we need to have a covenant relationship with God.
意思就是说，我们要跟神有一个立约的一个关系。
Not a casual relationship.
不是一个很悠闲的那种关系。
No, many people are submarine Christian.
有很多人是潜水艇式的基督徒。
From Monday to Saturday, 嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，
从礼拜一到礼拜六就一直下沉，一直下沉，潜在这个深海里。
You can't find that in church activities.
他根本就跟教会各种的聚会完全没有关系的。
Saturday midnight, 咚咚咚咚咚 ，come up to the surface。
这个礼拜六的半夜就开始咚咚咚咚就升上来。
Sunday morning,
礼拜天早晨
，dust away all the dust。
把这个灰尘从圣经里面拍一拍，开始带着一本圣经来了。
Bring a huge giant size Bible,
把一个大本的圣经带来。
And then he says, Hallelujah.
然后就说 Hallelujah.
These are cruismatics.
这个是
a submarine go for a cruise.
这个是一种游艇游览的这个方式。
They are not charismatic. They are cruismatic.
他们不是这个有灵力的，乃是一种悠闲的那种。
After church, from Monday again. 嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
那么做完礼拜之后呢？从礼拜天下午开始就咚咚咚咚咚又下沉了。
Some Christians they are secret agents.
有的基督徒呢是一种秘密的侦探。
They are 007.
他们是007的一个侦探。
They are not James Bond. They are James Bondage.
他们是这个监视受捆绑的人。
You never know they are Christian.
你根本就看不出他是个基督徒。
哎呀 ，all this is you are Christian.
哎呀，原来你是个基督徒啊。
How come I don't know?
我为什么不知道呢
？Secret agent.
因为是一个秘密侦探。
We gotta be real Christian.
我们要做一个真的基督徒。
Let your light so shine.
我们的光要这样子照耀出去。
God is looking for people that have a covenant relationship with him.
神是在寻找那些子民跟他有立约关系的。
God is looking at your walk today.
神今天看你是如何行走的。
Are you having a fresh walk with Jesus?
你是不是每一天跟主耶稣都有很新鲜的那一种同行呢？
Or you forgot about God and only Sunday I remember God.
还是说你平时根本把神忘记了，就说哦，原来礼拜天要做礼拜了，才想起神。
You know, so we got to have a new perspective of life.
我们对于生命必须要一个新的一个观念。
And God is saying, Will my people come to Brook Kerith today?
神说，我要我的百姓今天就来到基利西旁。
God is saying to this church, Will my people come to Brook Kidd?
神是对这个教会说, 我要我的百姓, 来到这个基利西盘,
How to come to Brook Kidd?
怎么样子来呢?
It was beside the River Jordan.
那个是在约旦河的下边。
Jordan means descending.
约旦的意思就是说一直的这个往下。
If Christ increase and I decrease, Brook Kidd will come.
如果基督在我里面是兴盛，而我自己是衰微的，这个基利西就会临到。
If you love yourself, you can never love God.
如果你是这样子的自爱，爱自己的话呢，你无法爱神。
You give God your last minutes to Him every day.
每一天你都把最后的几分钟才留给神。
You come home late at night.
你很晚才回到家。
12 o'clock at night.
晚上已经12点了。
You do your Bible devotion.
然后你就开始要灵修读经了。Flip
open, because the daily bread says today, turn to the book of Malachi.
因为这个每天的读经指引说今天是马拉基书。
Where is Malachi?
到底马拉基在哪里?
那个鸡在哪里啊?
Where's the 鸡?
不是黑鸡,是马拉基。
It's not a black chicken, but it's a Malachi.
不是 Kentucky Fried Chicken, 不是 Malachi. Sorry, Lord. You flip, oh, I found it.
当你这样翻来翻去，终于找到了。And
so you read.
然后你就读。And
you say a lot, Amen.
然后你就说阿门。And
then you baptize your Bible.
然后呢，你就把你的圣经受洗了。
Saliva.
这个口水掉下去了。Your
Bible is so rugged.
你的这个圣经已经不像话了。Because
you read your Bible often with saliva.
因为你是这样子打开来，口水滴在上面。And
then you say, I stand on the word of God.
然后你就说，我站在圣经上面。And
you sleep on your table.
你就坐在你的桌子上睡着了。If
that's the way you build your life.
如果你是这样子来建立你的生命。You
are not in Brook Kidd.
你就不是在基利西盘。
You are in Brook Saliva.
你是在那个口水的西盘。And
you will never grow.
你就不会成长。This
year, God say, begin the year. With a season of renewal.
今年神对你们说，你们要开始一个更新季节的开始。
If we will have a relationship with God,
如果我们跟神有一个正确的关系,
we will be able to drink the water of life.
我们就可以喝这个生命的水。
You will never be thirsty.
这样你就不再渴渴。
I encourage you again this Friday to come for Shirley's class.
我再一次鼓励你们这个礼拜五来参加关姊妹的课。
She's going to talk about how to drink from the river of life.
她要告诉你们怎么样子来喝这个生命的河水。
How is your walk today?
你今天到底是如何行走的?
Enoch walked with God and he see not death.
以诺与神同行，他就不见死亡。
He was raptured.
他就被提。
Only those that walk with God
只有那一些与神同行的人
will be ready for the next rapture.
在下一次主来提我们的时候，我们才能被提上去。
Not everyone will be raptured.
不是每一个基督徒都可以被提的。
Only those that love the Lord and love righteousness, they will be raptured.
只有那一些爱主、那一些爱公义的人，主来的时候才能被提。
And God is saying, I want my people today to cut a covenant with me.
我要我的百姓今天就立确说在我的约里面跟我立约。
As Elijah walked with God,
以利亚如何的与神同行,
we also have to walk with God.
我们也照样要这样与神同行。
And every day we drink from the river of life and we are satisfied and happy.
这样每一天我们都可以喝这生命水的河，我们就满足，我们就快乐。天天吃主，天天喝主。 Every day drink the Lord and eat the Lord.
And when you eat Christ and when you drink Christ, you become Christ.
当你每一天吃主喝主的时候，你就会有基督的形象。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Has God spoken to you about the kind of brook that you are drinking this morning?
是不是神今天早晨对你说, 你就是需要到这基地水旁来的人?
What kind of a brook are you drinking?
你所喝的溪水是哪一条溪呢?
Are you drinking from the brook of this world or are you drinking from the brook of the river of life?
你是喝这世界的溪水呢? 还是喝生命水流的溪水?
And God is saying, if you want to be no longer thirsty, you must drink from Brook Kerit today.
神说,如果你们要不至于干旱的话呢,你们今天就来喝这基利溪的水。
Make a covenant relationship that you will walk with God every day of your life.
你跟神立一个约,你每一天立志要跟神同行。
Walking with God is renewal for our life.
跟神同行就是我们生命的更新。
And when our life is renewed, our life will be revived.
当我们的生命更新之后,就会有复兴临到。
And we will be a satisfied, rejoicing Christian in the Lord.
我们就会在主里成为一个能满足,能够充满喜乐的基督徒。
Able to face any crisis ahead of us.
我们就能够面临任何要临到我们的危机。
If you know that today you have to make that, you have to go to Brook Kerit.
如果你今天需要回到这个基利西旁,
then I want you to lift up and say, yes, Lord, I need to go back to Brook Kerit. My life is dry.
我要你就举手说,是的主啊, 我今天决定要回到这基利西旁来喝这个水。
Yes, yes.
现在就举手。
Father, we come before you today.
主啊,我们今天来到你的面前。
We are freed from the broken systems of the world.
主啊,我们从这世界,这个破旧的溪水里面在那里喝。
We are dry and barren.
主啊,我们是这样干旱又不结果。
There's only one way that we remain satisfied in life.
主啊,在生命中只有一条道路能够叫我们满足。
It's to drink from Brook Kerit.
就是要喝着基利的溪的水。
From today, we will take our walk with God seriously.
主啊,从今天开始,我们要很认真地与神同行。
Christ will take top priority in our life.
基督将要在我们生命中居最优先的地位。
The best time in the morning is reserved for the Lord, beloved Christ.
在我们每一天早晨最宝贵的那一刻时间,我们要保留为着与你的爱情,与你的相交。
Every day we will drink the fresh water out of the relationship with Christ.
每一天我们都要喝与主之间关系的那一种水流。
We will meet God every day, Lord.
主啊,我们每一天要来朝见神。
Revive our life.
主啊,复兴我们的生命。
Renew our life.
更新我们的生命。
Strengthen our faith in you.
主啊,叫我们的信心在你里面能够坚固。
As Elijah walked with you, Lord, help us to have the same walk.
主啊,以利亚如何的来与你同行,帮助我们也像他一般与你同行。
Lord, hear our prayer today.
主啊,求你今天垂听我们的祷告。
Seal the words of our prayer.
把我们的祷告加上印。
Lord, we believe you are hearing us today.
主啊,我们相信你今天听我们的祷告。
This is the prophetic call for this church to go eastward.
这是神对这个教会一种启示性的呼召,要你们往东方去。
So Father, thank you, we will obey.
父啊,谢谢你,我们要遵行。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊,我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
我们一同站立起来，我已经决定要跟从耶稣。